Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, we are back. This begins our uninterrupted sports conversation for nearly an hour. And here's what we're talking about today, Mr. Reese.
What you got there, Johnny Marks?
Well, first of all, the state of New Jersey, and I just wanted to update this story, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation today allowing the state's racetracks and casinos to begin offering sports betting. Begins on Thursday. So when I said that you don't have to wait very long, Thursday. 10:30 a.m., betting begins at New Jersey racetrack Monmouth Park. They were ready to, all they had to do was hit a switch. Everybody was trained. They had the software and everything else. So, So I don't know when the casinos, we know Delaware Park's already open. A week from today, it's the Marks and Reese Invitational.
Oh, man.
We'll be down there golfing. Something tells me it's going to be like, where's Ike?
Yeah, he's over at the, what do they call it?
He's smoking cigarettes at the sports book.
What's the deal with the smoking cigarettes?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when you gamble. Yeah. Or when you're betting horses, you're supposed to have
I thought you were supposed to drink.
That too.
Oh.
The cigarettes are important, though, when you do it.
That's supposed to calm your nerves?
Yeah, you just have it in your mouth.
You just got
the
it in
long
there.
Ash. Yeah. So it got signed today, and I will obviously keep you updated when the casinos in the state will open. I wouldn't think it's going to be very long, being that Monmouth's open on Thursday.
Okay,
pretty cool. All right, so really, kind of the two stories that we're talking about today here, Ike, is are interesting because. So we had the De Niro and the Denzel debate, which we'll get into in a little bit. More people than not are saying Denzel's the better actor, but
I've been convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They wore me down.
I want to say De Niro. Just
I think Ben wore me down.
I think the De Niro movies I like better than the Denzel movies, but it's not a lot, and it's just a tough conversation. Anyway, so there's a case being made out there. I'll just read you the question we put on Twitter. Should the Eagles consider starting Nick Foles for a game or two to start the season, even if Carson Wentz appears to be healthy? 52% say no, which means 48% say yes, even if he's healthy.
I can't believe that.
I'm blown away. I am blown away, even if he's healthy. So if the doctors say, yep, structurally the knee's fine,
right.
He's not at risk. See, here's what I have to add to this. They're not going to put him out there if he's at risk to tearing the knee again.
Yeah.
It would have to be just a regular freak injury tear.
Right.
So you're not putting him at risk other than he's going out there and maybe doesn't have complete confidence in it or whatever else.
Which he can only get by playing.
By playing.
I mean, he can only get it by playing.
Yeah, Ben made the blanket statement earlier, 4 or 5 games, just sit him out so you know he's not rushing back. There's nothing wrong with rehabbing hard, trying to come back and play.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of blown away at the responses here. And this is at Marks Reese WIP if you want to vote.
I just think people, there is, and I understand it. I understand why. And I'm actually happy that it's this way. Considering, I felt like at times you felt like you're on an island as a Nick Foles fan.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I argue this versus my own guy Mike when Nick was going through the 2013 season, and some people wanted Mike to come back and get his job. I'm like, no, guy's playing too well.
Yep.
To pull him out of there. Went through it with the whole Sam Bradford thing, the trade thing. So when he came back last year, I was ecstatic that he was back just because he was an Eagle again. Not that I thought he was going to do what he did last year by any stretch of the imagination. But there has been a groundswell of support for Nick since he went on his run in January.
Which I
appreciate that. I
understand.
And I understand it. But in that run, I think that has also caused people to forget what Carson Wentz was like as a player. And I know it wasn't on that stage, but Carson Wentz did what Nick Foles did weekly.
Yes.
No, like just looking at raw numbers, that's what Carson Wentz did damn near every week.
Yes.
That was him damn near every week doing that.
No, he was, you say it all the time, he was the MVP of the league when he got hurt.
So I get what we saw last, and I get how people want to reward Nick and give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
But the organization isn't thinking that way. If Wentz is ready to go, Wentz is going to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, if he's ready to go, again, he's going to play.
Keep this in mind. We're not talking about rushing him back to where the knee isn't stable, that you're risking more injury. He's healthy. Maybe he didn't play in a game in the preseason, but he's healthy. 888-729-9494. Randy Strausser says on Twitter, Foles deserves the first drive of the first game.
See?
Then he's the backup. I mean, that's... That's crazy to
he's
think.
He's not going
to
even want to do that. No, yeah, he's not going to want to do that.
Spider Rico says, no, but expect some rust and funk out of Carson early in his return. We have to stay patient even if we lose some games. Agreed, but easier said than done.
Yeah, Doug just can't have him out there throwing 45 times.
No, I agree.
You rely on the running game.
30, 35 throws.
Yeah, rely on your running game until he gets the rust off of him.
Casey Gillespie, there's no reason in the world to rush Wentz back. Lombardi's in the trophy case, so no need to be desperate and potentially risk his long-term health. Let's not pull a Redskins with RG3.
That's not happening.
No.
For multiple reasons. A, we aren't the Redskins. B, this isn't a coach who doesn't necessarily, and I don't throw this on Mike Shanahan as if he put RG3 out there in harm's way, but let's face it, RG3 was not Mike Shanahan's pick. And that could have very well have been the owner in RG3 that rushed him back on the field because they knew that Kirk Cousins was really Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan's guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shanahan didn't want RG3 in that with the number two pick.
Nope.
Nor did he want you to give up what you gave up to get up there to get him at number two.
Indeed.
So that may have been the owner down in Washington along with RG3 because they were close. Trying to rush to get back on the field himself.
And a lot of that had to do with, you're right, with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, that's not my quarterback.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, that's not the case here with the Eagles. That's not happening with the Eagles.
Yeah, a lot of people also asking, because the question says if he appears to be healthy.
It's not about appearing to be healthy.
He's healthy.
Right, but the reason I put that in, because I wrote the question, and
a lot of people are ripping you in there.
Right, and the entire point to me is when they look at the situation, it is going to be that he appears to be healthy because he could obscure some information. He could lie a little bit.
No, he can't.
Because if he comes out and he, let's say that he appears to be mobile, he appears to be ready to do everything, but he kind of fibs a little bit about how he's feeling. He kind of plays it up a bit. He pushes the medical staff. It's possible. It's not at all inconceivable that he finds a way to get on the field when he's a little less healthy than he should be.
No, but what I'm saying is that they are, first of all, once they look at the knee, if it's completely healed, it's completely healed.
We're talking about medical tests,
like, right? He can't hide that.
What I'm talking about is you don't always need to be 100% to be cleared. You could be a little less than 100% and still get cleared. My question is if he's in that, like, if he's in that 80 to 85%, people have been cleared much less than 100%. So let's say that he's more in that, like, 75 to 85% range, and he can get cleared, but he's kind of fibbing a little bit, he's kind of pushing a little bit, and he finds a way to get on the field when he's a little less healthy than he should be on the field. That's my worry, and that's why I say appears, because he could appear to be fine and appear to be fully healthy, but maybe isn't quite there yet and is still at a little bit of risk, and that's what worries me.
Yeah, see, I think you're trying to paint him as a selfish guy, and I just say I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that.
He's either healthy or he isn't.
I'm not buying that he can't be at his best, and he's going to go out there and can't perform at his best and let his teammates down.
Here's how I think
that's a selfish thing to do to me.
Here's how I think you can phrase it. He may not be ready to play. You can be 100% healthy, but yet you haven't played in the game. You can be 100% healthy, or your knee can be healthy, but you're really...
Which, that's going to be the case. He's not playing in the preseason.
Right.
So, you know he's not going to have any game action before he gets on the field.
There's going to be rust. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be rust. 888-729-9494. John Emanuel, you lead off commercial free. What's up, John?
What up, John?
What up, dude?
What is up,
brother? Hey,
brother.
Listen, the first thing about T.O., you know, I love T.O. so much, man. Anyone who says that when we heard news that we got him, if they weren't ecstatic, they're lying. One of the best Eagles ever, but what he's doing right now is, like, really lame. And I think, like, I think it's typical T.O., but it's also typical T.O. at 20 years old, not 40-something years old.
Right.
And I kind of think, like, a lot of people who haven't made it are like, dude, like, just show up and, like, do your thing. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel with, like, your cool party. I think it's very lame. I just think it's lame. It's typical T.O., but honestly, I thought he would have matured a little bit, and it just seems lame to me. But here's the main point of my call. I heard a couple people the other day when they're talking about Wentz's, when news first broke that Wentz was way ahead of schedule and all that stuff, and he was looking great. And, like, a lot of people were like, yo, remember, he hurt himself at the end of the season. This isn't Randall Cunningham, first game of the season. And I almost jumped out and rolled into moving traffic because I was so upset. Randall Cunningham broke his leg in 92. All these injuries that people comparing Carson Wentz to were like 20 years ago, dude. Like, think about just sports talk radio. It used to be in the AM 20 years ago. Medical science is so much better. Jamal Charles came back in less than a year. Adrian Peterson came back in less than a year. Yeah. And those are running backs who are running every – like, he can come back ready in less than a year. It's 2018 medical science, bros. I don't want to rush him any further either, but this isn't Randall Cunningham in the 90s.
I agree.
All. I love the
and
show.
And just think about this, John, and thanks for the call, Sean. Brother. If you go 20 years prior to Randall Cunningham in the 70s, this is an injury that ends your career.
You're done, yeah. Yeah, they had this thing called the MRI.
Right. So I look at Carson. Here's what I say.
Right.
The Eagles have cleared him, and they made it public. He's been cleared for 7-on-7.
Mm-hmm.
These are certain phases of his rehab that he's gone through. And doctors, they try to give you – They try to give you, I guess, if they're going to give you a timeline, right, they're going to push the timeline out just to cover their own asses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to give you a short timeline. But they can't control or they can't necessarily know how Carson's body, the tendons, his muscles, that whole thing is going to react to his rehab. They don't know that. They don't know how he's going to respond to that. And everybody heals differently. Some people would take longer. You say, man, that thing's supposed to be. How about our boy Markelle Fultz? That thing went from a couple weeks to a couple months to half the year.
To the season?
Yeah.
Almost.
Right? So you just don't know with some guys. And I just go back to feeling confident about this. Eagles aren't putting Carson Wentz out there unless he's ready to go.
Right.
So to me, Ben is speaking more on his fears.
Well, I think what Ben's saying is that even if he's 100, even if he's quote unquote healthy, why not just ease him in rather than, because it's a 9 to 12 month injury. The beginning of the season is pretty much right at 9 months, right?
Yep.
So why not wait a couple weeks, make sure he's okay, don't rush him, ease him back in as opposed to just you're starting the season. Because right now, Carson Wentz isn't even thinking there's any chance that he's not going to start the season, right? His mentality is he's the starting quarterback of this team. That's the way he's acting. That's the way he's rehabbing. But ultimately, he's not going to be able to make the ACL heal.
Right.
I know he's got powers. I know he's a religious man. Like, right. I don't know if he has those powers.
No, I wouldn't bet on that. But listen, he looks good to me. And we're still a couple months out. So who knows what he's going to look like a couple months from now, and you're not going to know how he's going to react to being hit until he actually gets hit. Guess what? They're not going to stand him up out there at the NovaCare practice facility and let Jordan Hicks run through him or let Brandon Graham come and sack him to see how he responds to it. So the first time he gets hit, it will be in an actual game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
Right?
So around the season game.
Yeah, you're not going to know how he's going to respond to being hit until he actually gets hit.
Yep. You're right. You are right. Let's go to Brian. Brian in Northeast Philly. Hi, Brian.
My man, what's going on, bud?
What's up?
What up, B?
How are you?
Hey, man, good, man. Hey, talk about Denzel and De Niro real quick. It's like 1A and 1A, man. I can't even say who's better. That's like growing up, you know, back in the day. And you trying to compare who Kool-Aid batch is the best, moms or dads. You know what I mean? Like, dad might put a little bit more sugar in
there. In there. You know it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know it. You know our dad going to make it.
Funny.
You know what I mean? They're both outstanding. But I think it was your producer that said, you know, Denzel is like, the Tim Duncan of actors. You know, he's a steady and doesn't really do like a really wild acting.
Any crazy roles, yeah.
Yeah, I beg to differ, man. I don't know if your producer saw Malcolm X or not, but I still get chills off of that.
Boom. Now that goes down for us, Brian, as arguably his best movie.
Hey, man, I tell you, there's nobody in the world that could have played that part. And I tell you, he took me back that I was like living in that age, you know, and I was like going through it. And that performance alone was just outstanding.
Well, I think that's what
he
does.
And that should have been his first leading man Oscar. That should have been his first Oscar.
The very few actors do it as well as he does. He plays the part, he becomes the part.
Yes.
He becomes the role, the actor, the person that you're watching. He did it. I mean, you think of, remember the Titans?
Yeah. Okay, you know what?
Training Day.
You know what? I'm convinced. Denzel's the better actor.
I'll give you one more. As a father, and I give father too, if you ever watch Jai Q, you can't get but caught up about being a father and what that man did for his son in the movie Jai Q.
Yep. And quite frankly, and I didn't really even love that movie, Brian, but I can imagine that movie without Denzel playing in it, because I don't know what the hell it would look like without Denzel Washington playing in that movie, John Q.
Yeah, you probably would have never seen it.
I think the storyline is great. I just don't think the actors around him were great.
Yeah. I don't really remember.
Let's face it. Eddie Griffin was in the movie. Come on, man. I can't deal with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.